We've been saying this for weeks, and now we've got some numbers on how much a trade war with China will dent your lifestyle. It's the Business News Hour for Wednesday, the 20th of June. Thanks for coming by. Facebook and content creators, something new for you to spend your money on. The European Union has a message for Wisconsin and Kentucky. President Trump signs an order to halt the separation of families. The market struggled a bit, and we lost a giant of a man in the greater Des Moines metro. Those stories and a conversation about team presentations with Maureen Berger and Ben Crosby of Tarot International. And then we'll talk about the 21 communities that are served by the Iowa Living magazines. What are they and how do they work? Thanks for coming by. We'll dive into the top business news stories next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
Wouldn't it be nice if you could just switch off your HR issues? Then you wouldn't have to deal with payroll, benefits, onboarding, or compliance. Instead, you could focus on growing and improving your business. Well, Arion is that switch. Arion provides attractive and competitive benefits, mitigates employer risks, manages a wide variety of HR transactions, and stays on top of ever-changing employment regulations so you don't have to. Flip the switch and visit AURION to get started.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour for a Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for clicking through. You know, while this trade war talk with China has you nervous, well, it should. The biggest losers in a full-blown trade war would likely be you and me, American consumers. Economists say the higher the U.S. tariffs are on imported goods like computer chips and fabric, the more likely American companies that import Chinese components are to raise prices to offset their own higher costs. And that means consumers would have to pay more for a wide range of goods. So what would be impacted? We can start with computers. Cell phones, clothes, toys, small household appliances, those kinds of things. You know, the stuff you see in just about every store in the nation. So who's going to pay more? Well, that's easy. Middle and lower income Americans would be the most affected because they spend more of their disposable income on consumer goods. For example, if Trump were to enact proposed tariffs on foreign cars, even automakers like Ford and GM could also raise their prices. That's exactly what happened back in the 1980s when President Ronald Reagan increased tariffs on Japanese cars. The consumer paid more, not just for the imported cars, but the domestic cars as well. And a full-out trade war could wipe out any of the projected savings from the December tax overhaul, but, we figure you already knew that. Well, let's switch to tariff talk in Europe, shall we? On Friday, the European Union will start taxing a range of U.S. products like Harley-Davidson bikes and cranberries. It's all in response to President Donald Trump's decision to slap tariffs on European steel and aluminum. In total, it's about $3.4 billion of U.S. goods. Now, bourbon, peanut butter, cranberries, and orange juice may be designated to create the most political pressure on Trump and U.S. politicians. Why? Well, Harley-Davidson is from Wisconsin, the home state of Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan, and bourbon is a big product of Kentucky, where the Senate Majority Leader, Republican Mitch McConnell, is from. Stay tuned. Well, Facebook is rolling something out for content creators, and this time It's the creator that makes the money, not Facebook. Here's how it works. Let's say you want to sign up for a monthly subscription to clean and tidy your home. You could sign up for a subscription to Sandra Mueller's Declutter My Home group that's launching for $14.99 a month. Organize My Home subscriptions group that will teach members how to stay tidy with checklists and video guides. The Grown and Flown Parents group is spawning a college admission and affordability subscription group with access to college counselors. That costs you $29.99 a month. Cooking on a Budget, that's recipes and meal planning. It's going to be launching at $9.99. All of this is going to be on Facebook, and content creators can create these groups. You join the group, and bingo, you pay the money. We shall see how this works. Well, in case you had not heard earlier today, President Trump signed an executive order that will stop the separation of families at the border. This as Trump received harsh criticism from lawmakers, activists, religious leaders, former and current first ladies. Around the world, critics have accosted the policy as being outright cruel. Mr. Trump said there would continue to be a zero tolerance for those crossing the border illegally, but that no longer would the United States separate family members. Well, now the question is, what do we do, and where are the thousands of children who have already been removed from their parents over the past several weeks and months? We don't know either. While the Dow struggled today, it was the NASDAQ and S&P 500 that gained. The NASDAQ rose by more than 0.7% to an all-time high, led by Facebook and Netflix, which also reached record levels. S&P 500 gained just a little over 0.1%, with technology stocks outperforming. The Dow, however, slipped 42 points, failing to snap its longest losing streak since March of 2017. Yesterday, stocks fell as trade tensions between the U.S. and China intensified. The Dow led the way lower yesterday, sliding by nearly 300 points and erasing all the gains that the Dow had made in 2018. The national unemployment news is good. Well, sort of, anyway. But if you're really wanting to go where the jobs are, you might not have to travel very far. The Waterloo-Cedar Falls mini metro is among the top 10 areas in the nation for job markets this year, all that according to Zipa, a San Mateo, California-based job search site. The site used data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics to rank the top job markets in the United States based on how much local wages rose, unemployment dipped as well as their current jobless rate. So a number of factors are going into figuring out where the hot markets are. As you know, the national unemployment reached an 18-year low in May at 3.8%. Here in Iowa, we are at 2.7%, which, by the way, matches the Waterloo-Cedar Falls rate. Now, the Waterloo-Cedar Falls market boasts more than 88,000 people employed in the roughly 170,000-person statistical metro area. The annual mean wage, and this is pretty good, is $41,450. It is the second lowest among the areas in the top 10, but it's also the lone representative of the Midwest on the list. In other words, you want a job? That's the mean wage in the Waterloo-Cedar Falls area. The top four areas are in population-heavy states, not Iowa, clearly, led by San Jose, Texas City's Odessa in Midland, and Ann Arbor, Michigan is the nearest top 10 market in the report. So Iowa stands alone, and Waterloo, Cedar Falls in particular. Interesting. Well, this is sad. Earlier this afternoon, I was informed that a good friend died suddenly. Michael Sadler, an assistant vice president at CenturyLink, died earlier today, a graduate of Dowling High School and Simpson College. Michael ran for the Urbandale City Council this past fall. We heard the news from our friend Renee Hardman. She is a West Des Moines City Councilwoman. We are still, all of us, processing this dreadful, dreadful news. When we come back, a conversation with Maureen Berger and Ben Crosby from Tarot International on Team Presenting. Stay with us.